This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. New Year's Eve already. I must say, I am looking forward to 2019. Ringing in the new year with a bottle of champagne. Well, maybe just a glass. There's no other wine so associated with joyful festivities as champagne. But what does it take for a wine to get that special designation? Technically, it must come from France. Otherwise, it's just sparkling wine. Personally, I'm okay with that, but if you're a connoisseur or French, then you'll insist it come from the Champagne region of France, where it was first made. The bubbles in the wine are a natural process, arriving from Champagne's cold climate and short growing season. The grapes are picked late in the year. This doesn't leave enough time for the yeast present on the grape skins to convert the sugar in the pressed grape juice into alcohol before the cold winter temps put a temporary stop to the fermentation process. With the coming of spring's warmer temperatures, the fermentation starts again, but this time in the bottle. The re-fermentation creates carbon dioxide, which now becomes trapped in the bottle, thereby creating the sparkle. For Dom Perignon, the bubbly was not the desired end product. He called it mad wine and tried for years to get the sparkle out of his wines. Funny thing is, the people liked the bubbly. Champagne isn't simply a luxury for the wealthy anymore, but almost a requirement to toast those special occasions. So tonight, enjoy the grapes of France, but let someone else do the driving. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? You can also email me at tkgardenbite@gmail.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.